Hey everyone, welcome to an all-new Dubs Talk presented by Wendy's Breakfast. Now with a free drink with any breakfast sandwich purchase. Boy, oh boy, do we have a good one for you today. Kevon Looney joins me on Dubs Talk. And Loon Dog, and we go over his nicknames, Monty.
Okay.
He's just fantastic. While he is kind of a stoic person on court, and you just see him, and he's kind of quiet, behind the scenes, a very gregarious, very outgoing, and just a charming person as well. So I'm excited to share this interview.
Bright kid.
Yeah.
Really smart. You know, he was an honor roll student in high school, got into UCLA with very good grades, and he's one of those guys that is sort of like a bedrock portion of this team. You know, we often keep our fingers crossed because we've seen how his career has gone.
Right.
You know, early on missed a bunch of games, and now this season he has yet to miss a game. And you don't even want to think about what might happen if the Warriors.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You know what I'm going.
Yeah,
you know,
we're not going to. Let's not even go there.
So
we're not putting that in the air.
He's essential to their chances.
If you haven't recognized this voice or understood, if you're watching on the video, who this gentleman is, well, it's obviously Monty Poole, Warriors insider. So I feel silly for even having to say that. But just in case someone has never listened to this pod before.
Appreciate you.
Has never tuned in any Warriors coverage over the last, how long have you been with NBC now?
8.5 years.
If they have not tuned in or read you before that, this
maybe
is
they'll start now.
This
maybe
is Monty
start
Poole.
Now.
Wow.
Or not.
And they're very excited because they just learned Monty Poole. Okay. Monty.
Yes.
Now, the Warriors, we're recording this following the game against the Suns. And on our show, we were talking about how the vibe after this loss is completely different than any other loss in the last few weeks. And it's purely because it seemed like the Warriors started to look like and feel like themselves again.
Yeah.
That is important. And I know there is no moral victories, all that, blah, 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 blah. But there is vibes with a Z, vibes. And I think the vibe was something to build off of in this one.
Yeah. I mean, Steve Kerr and his staff have been pleading for defense for years now. It feels like years.
Defense.
And tonight, you know, I mean, the first 4 minutes, the Suns came out and got a nice little early lead. And then Gary Payton II came into the game. Warriors were down 9 when he came into the game. Less than 4 minutes later, it was a tie game.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say that GP2 is a defensive impact player, in case you didn't know that.
Yeah, if you haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah. And so I thought from that point on, defensively, they pretty much locked in and did a nice job. The offense was Jordan Poole, but the defense kept them in the game.
Jordan Poole, it goes without saying. Jordan Poole is on a different level right now.
Yeah.
And it's again, the numbers of he's not going to shoot 50% from three the rest of his career, but where he is, he's taken such a leap of just confidence in his ability to just navigate a basketball game, to find his spots, to be, you know, balanced, to have the rock in his hands and know what to do with it and just use his bursts of speed and dance on people. He's new. This is a new version of Jordan Poole, and I just don't see it reverting too much away from this.
Yeah. On a night when Klay Thompson, I think, was 5 of 20,
yeah, 5-21.
5-21, and Andrew Wiggins was, I think,
6 of 16. 6 of 6.
Yeah, so you figure those two guys going 11 for 36, and Jordan is the guy who kind of kept the offense afloat.
Yep.
And with 38 points, I mean, he was shooting it well from deep. He's surprising a lot of people, but he's not surprising himself.
Yep.
He's always thought this was in him, and people who have known him for years have always thought this was in him, and now you're seeing it. And that's why it's for when Steph Curry comes back, the Steph Curry, Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson trio.
That's nice.
As Draymond Green said tonight, when Steph comes back, it could get dangerous.
Yeah. No, and it's for real, too. And if you have the defensive anchors out there like a Draymond Green, who looked just worlds better in this game than the games of the past, just energy wise.
Yes.
Not, you know, effort. His effort is there. It's just his energy wasn't able to match up to his effort in the past.
Yes.
The hustle was there. He was roaring.
On one play, he guarded Devin Booker at the 3-point line and got back to defend Aiden in the paint.
Yeah. That's classic.
Draymond. That's Draymond. Yeah, that's Draymond.
I want to see at some point, Monty, a lineup which has GP2, Iguodala, and Draymond in it.
Andre's still got those hands, man.
He does. You put those three in a defensive lineup, and then you can put some offense around them, too. Yeah. But, like, all three of those guys can do some – you know, they're not just – they're not, like, slacking on the offensive end either. But you just put some offensive firepower with those three. Ooh.
Yeah, the Warriors have three guys who can change games with defense, and those are the three guys.
Yeah.
You know, Andre, we haven't seen much of this year, but we know – we can see enough to say he can still turn games.
Right.
He can still wreck opposing teams' possessions. You know, just by – he did it a couple times tonight. Swipe, swipe, off he goes, you know. And Gary Payton's the same way, you know, getting steals off of guys like Chris Paul. And we all know about Draymond. So that's the thing we saw tonight. We saw the defense finally get to the point that it has to get to for the Warriors to make any noise in the postseason. The offense is going to come. You got to think that Klay Thompson's not going to shoot 5 or 21.
Right.
You know, and Jordan talked about that after the game, saying that, no – you know, they got good shots, good looks. We don't have a problem with the looks. They're going to fall. They will fall.
Yeah, absolutely. And then that Steph Curry, too, guy comes
back. Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah. Waiakea Hawaiian Volcanic Water, we've been using impact players, and they've been, you know, we've been highlighting them all season. But it just the impact defense tonight for the Warriors against the Suns. And a lot of times we go on these pods, and I don't want to, like, look too much into one game.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this game was very telling for the Warriors. And I think – what next game against the Jazz will do, it'll show is the identity actually there again. Because you can't just have these one-offs every now and then and be like, oh, don't worry, we'll get back to that again. No, you need to have some consistency. But, Monty, we're looking at the standings right now, and the Warriors now technically win-loss are tied with Dallas, but Dallas owns the tiebreaker.
Yes.
They're fourth right now.
Yes, they are.
In the five seed is Denver, two games back, and then the Jazz, who are 2.5 back.
Right.
So while there are only five games left for the Warriors, you can't just let it just go. You have to actually stay afloat above these teams, and against the Jazz at home will be another big test.
Yeah, Dallas is playing really well right now, and so I'm not going to say that they're not going to lose any other games, because they will.
Right.
But Dallas is playing defense at a level that I don't know if I've ever seen a Dallas team play. And so it's going to be tough to catch them, but I think, again, if the Warriors pull it together, that can be done. Yeah, it's important to stay in the top four.
Yep.
Top four. You don't want to fall to five, because that puts you on the road for the first game. And if you're on the, if you're at home for the first game, whether it's Utah, Denver, Minnesota, you know, or Dallas even, you know, there's a level of comfort there, and you want to get that. So right now the defense, if they can play great defense again on Saturday, that's a huge step. Because, and Steve Kerr said before the game, that we showed them the previous game in Phoenix, that they where they beat the Suns, and they saw the defense, and they said, this is who we really are. And the games that we've been playing lately, that's not who we are, even though there's been a lot of those games.
Right.
So
some people are being convinced that is who
yeah,
they are.
Yeah, and it's
and I don't blame anybody.
That's
it's
right.
It's
I mean,
a trend is a trend.
Yeah, a trend is a trend, but when you, you know, 500 over a two-month period,
right.
It's like, whoa.
Right.
So, yeah. The defense is going to be the key, and they showed it tonight, and they got to do it again.
So, you know, just looking at it right now they're in the four seed. Obviously, the big deal, and not just home court advantage, but if you make it past the first round, that means you're facing the Suns, probably, in the second round instead of the Western Conference Finals. That is, you know, because then you'd have to face a lot of good teams back-to-back-to-back-to-back the rest of the way, and that can be a lot. But besides that, it's just interesting to see what matchups could happen if you're in that four spot, because it's looking like it'd either be the Jazz or Denver in the first, and neither of those are walk in the park games in the series. Now, should the Warriors be favored in those when healthy? 100%.
Yes.
But
both ways.
But again,
both ways.
Those are tough teams themselves.
Yeah, they're not. I think Dallas is playing better than both of those teams now, and the main reason is because of defense. The Jazz, you know, right now they look mentally fragile. You know, they're playing basically 500 ball over the last same period of time the Warriors have.
Right.
They have plunged like the Warriors have, and their late game execution is a mess right now. And so you don't the Warriors have a way of playing the Jazz that there's a comfort level that they're going to beat those guys.
Especially when Steph is playing.
Yes.
I guess everything hinges on Steph playing. So what
and
am
the
I
The Nuggets
saying?
Are a little bit different.
Right.
But if Draymond is on his game, then the Jokic factor is minimized a little bit.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then fine. Because The Nuggets, Michael Porter Jr. is coming back any day now, apparently.
There might have been a setback that I just saw. There's potential.
Potential.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So, but if he's back, he's not going to play defense.
Right. That's true. That's a good point.
You know, Jamal Murray, we don't know where that stands. So right. It's not like their defense is going to be great overnight. So I think either Denver or Utah, the Warriors can handle. But I think they would prefer Utah just because I think Utah's right. in a different place right now.
And I guess it's just it's almost like contractually obligated at this point. Given health, there's like an asterisk
yes.
on everything you just said.
Absolutely has to
everything
be.
Everything you just said.
Yep.
Under a little bottom line, given good health for the Warriors. They need their guys.
Yes,
that's
they
just,
do.
Just the fact of the matter. Do you know who doesn't need their guys because they've already got it handled? Planet Orange.
Yeah.
A leader in eco-friendly, effective pest control. Let us be your partner for all your pest control needs, servicing residential, industrial, and commercial customers without harming the environment. Planet Orange, family-friendly, pet-friendly, and professional, like Monty Poole is. Monty, are you pet friendly?
I am.
Okay.
Not cat friendly though.
Right. No, we figured.
I'm allergic
to
those things.
Okay. Yeah. No. Okay. But
you watch them from a distance.
There you go.
Dogs. Yeah.
Dogs all day. All right. Speaking of dogs, Loon Dog.
Yes.
Let's tee it up to him because I truly enjoyed this conversation
oh, yeah.
with him.
It was How can a lot you not?
Fun. Yeah.
You know, quality guy.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Monty, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes,
always.
Sir.
This is Dubs Talk presented by Wendy's, and make sure to download, follow all those things. Without further ado, enjoy Kevon Looney.
Win a Lexus, cash, and more this month at Graton Resort and Casino. Play to enter the $300,000 Drive Away in Luxury Lexus and Cash giveaway on March 25th, where you could win a Lexus. Plus, more ways to win than anywhere else. Multiplier Wednesdays get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays turn points into slot play. And win up to $15,000 in the Good Fortune slot tournaments. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Reward Center.
We have a special guest joining us. That is Kevon Looney, the Iron Man. I think that's what they're calling you now. Kevon, thank you for joining.
No problem.
And at first, you know, everyone is praising you, as they should, for being this Iron Man. Mm-hmm. But did you know that you led the team in games played back in 2018-19?
I didn't know that. I seen that a couple of days ago, and I was actually shocked. I'm like, 2018 seems like such a long time ago. So,
right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people just, you know, get your facts straight. He's been an Iron Man for a while, all
right?
Let's get that out of the
right.
way. Do you know who the last Warrior was to play 82 games in a season?
I do not know. It hasn't been no time recent. I can
right.
probably say that because I've been here the last 7 years. I don't remember nobody playing all 82.
It was Harrison Barnes in 2014-15.
Okay.
That was the last person to do it.
Okay, that's a good company to have.
So just, you know, throwing that out there, no pressure.
Right.
But just Harrison Barnes is the guy. But there were people, let's say fans, media, saying, you know, playing this many games, being pretty much the only center, true center on the team for quite a while,
right.
that you're being overused and there's fear of, like, just how you'll feel in the playoff time. How are you feeling physically?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
It's the best I felt. At the end of the season, since I've been in the NBA, I had a great offseason. The training staff has been great, keeping me you know, healthy. And you know, Steve does a great job managing my minutes, even so I don't feel like I've been playing more than any other year. So I feel great. I'm looking forward to the playoffs and looking forward to how I can play. I feel really good.
And, okay, so against Atlanta was the first game this season that you came off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, and it's very abnormal, is that normally when someone gets removed from a starting lineup, it's because, you know, the production is lacking or something, you know, something's off. But
right.
for you, it's a rare situation where it wasn't that. You know,
right.
you've been very productive. You've been having a great season. Does that make it harder to remove yourself, or does that actually make it easier knowing that? Like, what's your mindset moving to the bench in that situation?
I think it makes it a little bit easier just because, like, when you lose your starting job or you get, like, you know, start coming off the bench due to, you know, lack of production, it kind of, like, you know, deflates you, kind of lose your confidence. But I know I've been doing my job. Steve's been telling me I'm doing a great job. Even my teammates been telling me I've been doing great. So I kind of knew what the idea was of me coming off the bench, and so I didn't really mind it. I've been had a different many of different roles since I've been here, so I done started, came off the bench before, so nothing really new to me. So you know, the fact that I've been having a good year and me having to come off the bench made me made it easier just because I know I've been playing well. I know I'm still going to get time. You know, usually when you get moved to the bench from not playing well, you might not even get more minutes anymore. So as long as I'm going to get an opportunity to continue to be in the rotation, I'm going to be happy.
And that's the thing, is that I think a lot of people make the starting unit such a big deal, right?
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's how many minutes are you actually out there, right?
Right.
And if you're out there the same amount, is that the kind of the mindset you have? If you're still playing, just as it doesn't matter to you that much?
Yeah, definitely. As long as I still have a chance to make an impact on the game and still show what I can do and be part of the, you know, battles on the court, that's all I care about. I've been here a long time playing with Andre, where he never starts, but he always closes the game, and he always makes a big impact on the game. I just want to have an opportunity to make an impact on the team and be there for the guys.
The other day, there was, you know, James Wiseman, it was announced that they're going to shut him down, not, you know, try to force him, rush him back, not force him back,
right.
Rush him back to play with the big club right now. And, you know, you've gone through some injury troubles in your past. I mean, he's a young guy. He hasn't right. been able to get it. What do you say to him behind the scenes to just, like, to lift him up? Is he doing all right mentally through all this?
Yeah, he's doing the best he can mentally. He comes in every day, works hard, keeps a smile on his face, and that's hard to do when you're dealing with the circumstances that he's dealing with. You know, he never really shows his emotion, let guys know that he's down. He just come in, put in his work, and he still feels like he's one of the guys. So I commend him for that, because I know it's tough. You know, going through a year of rehab and to get close and then to get pulled back is always hard. I've been there before, so I know how hard it is. We just try to be there for him as a team. Let them know that guys have been through this and overcame injuries like this, and you know, you're not the only one to ever had to go through this. And it's been guys that have successful careers, been all stars, and coming through, having missing a lot of time. So just keep his hopes high. He's really talented. He has a chance to be really special in this league, and it doesn't happen overnight. So just, you know, if you keep working, it can happen. That's all we try to tell him.
You just. From behind the scenes, and you know, from last season, you've seen him play probably maybe a lot more than other people have, right? The public has seen.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's just physically very unique and incredibly talented. Just the way you watch him play, even though he's so young and pretty raw because he hasn't played that many games, do you see that potential in him? Like, is it easy to see from, like, behind the scenes when you, like, work out with him or whatever?
Definitely, you know. Even last year in the games he played, he showed flashes of things that, you know, at his size that nobody really can do. He can go coast to coast and Euro dunk on somebody at 7 foot. That's tough. Tough to do. There's only a certain amount of players that could do stuff like that. So he has a raw talent and skills to that kind of like jumps off the court when you watch him play. I've been days in practice, especially early on. I'm holding him and, you know, plays I didn't think he could be able to make. He's doing it. He's hitting threes. He's hitting turnarounds, step back, stuff like that. I'm like, hold on. I didn't know he was going to be doing all this in practice. So he's a guy that can be a handful in the post. And you know, we have a great coaching staff that's going to, you know, teach him the game and learn the small things, the details. He already got the talent, the size, and everything else. He just need to get the game experience and be able to think the game at a high level. He has some great teachers here. You know, he got Draymond to learn from, Steph, Andre. You got Sean, Zaza working here. Adeki, our new coach, he's been helping me a lot this year, so I know he's helping him. So he has the right people around that can take him to the next level. And he's a hard worker, so that's all a plus.
You mentioned the things he can do on the court, shoot, you know, dribble, all that. Now, coming out of UCLA, you were a guy that was a point forward type.
Yeah.
People were like, this dude is going to be, you know, bringing up the ball,
right.
You know, dancing out there with the ball, shooting, launching threes.
Right.
Does point forward Kevon still exist?
It does sometimes. In practice, or if we play 3-on-3, I might pull it out. But no, I'm on the court with a lot of guys who can score and shoot. So I gotta do my role. I still try to use my vision and my screening and try to get assists and stuff like that, and try to have and play make that way. But I still feel like I can do it. But for this team, the best case scenario is for me to get them guys open.
You're not gonna just bust it out at one point.
Nah,
we're just gonna like...
every once in a while, I might show a flash or something, but on a consistent basis, that's not.
No, you're a great passer. You do all that stuff. You have the vision. I want to see, you know, the If I remember correctly, it was your first bucket, I think, a pull-up
from
top of the key around there, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, I want to just see, just shake a dude, cross over, and just launch. Think about it.
I usually try to wait till the shot clock's going down to pull out my moves.
I mean, just next time you're out there, just be like, all right, well, I got to show him one thing.
Right.
Yeah. You're 26 years old.
Right.
Do you hear people like myself say, Kevon Looney's only 20. He's been in the league for like 20 years already.
Right.
Do you hear that?
Like, I do.
Do you find that funny or you're like, come on, man?
I find it funny.
Okay.
I find it funny because it seems like I've been in the league a long time for myself. you know, being on the Warriors has been a blessing. And I've seen a lot of games. I've been a part of a lot of games. And even early on, I didn't play as much, but I was part of a lot of, like, grueling playoff series I got to watch and be a part of, so people seen my name for a while. even if I wasn't playing, they see me. So, you know, to feel like I've been in the league that long time, it's just tough to stay here. So for people to think I've been here that long makes me laugh. It makes me laugh when I hear the young core and I'm right in the middle. I'm kind of close to their age.
Right.
They never really consider me that, so it's kind of funny.
Yeah, there you go. The old vets,
right?
Kevon Looney, but those young guys, and they're like 2 years younger. Than
right.
Me. Yeah. It is, you know, it's the same way you look at March Madness, and I don't know if you have this too. You go, that dude is still on the team.
Yeah.
He's been there for like 7 years.
Right, right.
But it's just because you've seen them so much in March Madness over the years, right?
And right.
Just, tournaments last forever. It must be with playoffs with you and just like all the things you've been through in your career. Because, yeah, I feel like you've also been 25 or 26 the last 8 years as well.
Right.
I'm glad you enjoy it because everyone just goes, wait, what?
Right.
Every time. I don't know what age you'll get to when people will stop being like that.
Right.
What is the age? Maybe once you hit your 30.
Yeah, 30 probably
still,
so.
30 still sounds young to me.
Yeah, they probably going to say he's only 30.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Okay. When you're 55, we'll get back. We'll bring you back on the pod.
Right.
We'll do this again. You're a free agent after the season. Obviously, anything can happen. There's only so much you can say.
Right.
But is it important to you? Like, do you crave the idea of being with one franchise for, you know, your career, or are you just, you know, what does the Warriors mean to you for your career potentially?
Warriors mean a lot to me for my career. If I could stay here, that'd be awesome. They treat me like family. They always took care of me. They believed me when I, you know, was hurt and things weren't really going my way, and they still stuck by me and kept faith in me. So you know, it's a great team. We have a bright future. We have a chance to win. So it kind of, you know, fits everything that I would want in a team. So if I could be here, I would love to. But, you know, in the NBA, things happen. You know, you never know what a trade or somebody else might sign. You never know in this league. So I just got to stay open, try to stay in the moment. But, you know, I would love to still be here.
It is funny. It's like, as you were saying, you know, they talk about the win now group and then the next generation group.
Right.
You kind of technically fit into both
because
you're still young enough to be part of that next generation group too. So, you know, okay, we'll be seeing your name on the Warriors for the next 20 years.
Right.
When people talk about the core, they go, you know, they're like, oh, Steph, Clay, Draymond, you know, Iguodala's back.
Right.
Do you ever go like, yo, where's Looney on that? Like, I've been here this whole time, too.
Right.
What's up with that?
Yeah, I definitely think about that sometimes. My mom always say, you got to remind him that he was on them championship teams, too. So, for my mom, she said, tell everybody you are a two-time champion. So, it don't bother me that much, but I kind of like to, like, I've been here. I've been through those wars with them guys, and, you know, I kind of know how they like the things to be run. So, I mean, I think my teammates and everybody around the NBA kind of respects me as one of them guys on this team. You know, anytime we get new players, they come to me and I try to let them know how we like to run things around here. You know, I'm not the vocal leader, but I feel like in the background I do a lot to try to, you know, keep the locker room together and try to keep that culture that we try to keep as a team.
Now, I've met your mom at games and stuff.
Yeah.
She is the vocal leader.
Right.
So, where did
she loves y'all show too, by the way.
Your mom is fantastic.
Right.
I just, if you're watching right now, you're awesome.
Right.
So you're more of the, let's say, quiet type, maybe, would you say? You're more reserved?
I'm right in the middle.
Okay.
I'm right in the middle.
Okay.
Like, my dad. I'm probably more like my dad. He's kind of in the middle too. He talks to when he has a crowd or when he feels really comfortable. But my mom is talk to anybody, and she likes to light up a room, She's kind of opposite. At home, she when she goes by herself, she doesn't like to be around a lot of people. But when she's in the crowd, she's turned into a star. And she tried to tell you gotta put on a show like me. Like, I'm not gonna quite do all of that. But she definitely taught me a lot about leadership and about talking to people and how to manage personalities and how to deal with different type of people that I kind of take into the locker room. And just, you know, in my years, I had a lot of different teammates and been through a lot of different situations. And I deal with it from the stories and the advice she has given me.
Yeah, she's just talk about lighting up a room. Right. Her smile, just everyone, just fantastic. So let's segue to the team a little bit. Steph going down obviously changed a lot for the way you're projecting, because a lot of it was based on, oh, we'll figure it out, we'll put it all together once everyone's back as a core. It's not there right now. But as we look at playoff seedings and all that, how important is it to stay in the three, I guess, or four seed, but how important is it to stay there? Because obviously things change if you don't stay in that spot.
Right. We haven't, as a team, really talked about seeding as much. As we really just trying to figure our group out together and get our chemistry back. And, you know, we got a lot of moving parts with the lineups and people coming in, people going out. So we really haven't talked much about seeding, but we want to get the three seed, if not the two. We want to keep, you know, whenever you have home court advantage and have a higher seed, we want to do that. So we're fighting for that. We want to keep winning games. But if we don't get it, we're not like oh man, we messed up our season or anything. But we would like to finish as high as possible, and we just want to have momentum and be on the right page when we go into the playoffs. We have a guys who have a lot of experience, but as a group, I wouldn't say we have experience together like them teams in the past did, because we had a lot of new players. So we're just trying to build that build that chemistry, learn from this adversity that we've been dealing with, and get everybody on the same page. And I think we have a chance to do great things in the playoffs.
Are you concerned at all? And I know it's hard to like go out to the media and be like, I'm very concerned about our team. No, but like, what's your level of maybe not concern? Is it an issue, do you think, really not being able to be together as a core? Because you are part of that original core. I'm going to remind everyone here right now. Steph, Clay, Dre, Iguodala, and Looney. Right. That's the five. Right. Are you at all concerned, I'll use that word, with the inability to have all of you be together on the court before the playoffs?
I wouldn't say concern. We spend a lot of time as a group together, and we have a really high IQ group. And I feel like once we all get the guys on the court, that we can figure it out pretty quickly. So I'm not you could say I'm a little concerned, but the level of concern will be a 1 out of 10.
It's
not
the panic meter is above the zero right now.
Yeah, we want to get on the right page. We want to win games. We want to have that momentum, like I talked about, going into the playoffs. And that's probably the most important part. We want to get guys just playing well and playing the right way as we're going in. We had a great game from Clay last night, or versus Atlanta, so him getting his feet wet, getting back on track. George's been playing great. Draymond's just getting back, so he's getting his legs under him. As long as we get everybody playing well and feeling like themselves and feeling good after these injuries going to the playoffs, I think that's the biggest part. I think we have the smart enough players to figure out the basketball court, the basketball part and the chemistry part pretty easy. Just make sure everybody feels comfortable with their bodies and where they're at.
Two-time champ, so I can ask you these questions. Right. Draymond and Clay pretty much have said it's like a championship or bust type mentality. Once you have won championships with this unit, when you have this unit, is it almost how it feels every season now after you've been there?
Definitely. Since I've been here, that's been the mentality every year. Draymond and our organization and Steph hold us to a high standard of, you know, we want to win. And when you have a guy like Steph Curry, who's the best player in the league, that's the team, the organization, the fans hold you to that standard. So I don't like walk around with a pressure feeling like, oh, we have to win, but that's the goal. And if we don't do it, it's kind of like the championship or bust. But we have young talent, and we still have it's the win now and build type of thing with our team. We're kind of in a unique situation. So we want to win now, but as long as we go through that fire and feel it, and we haven't made the playoffs the last 2 years, so a lot of guys on our team, the young guys, haven't even been to that part. So we're kind of skipping steps, but When you have Steph and Draymond, it doesn't matter. We just got to win.
Right.
Figure it out.
Right. I don't feel like you guys would be like, oh, well, we made it to the conference finals. Yay for
our
us.
Our fans won't be happy with that. We won't be happy with that. We want to win.
I'll make this question very simple. Is Jordan Poole that dude?
Definitely. His growth and it's been exciting to watch. You know, us being from the same city, me being able to follow his story, him being on the same team with me, to see him make that leap each and every year, it's been exciting. He's one of the most exciting players in the league, and it's kind of crazy to say and funny to watch. Everything I saw him do back at home, he's doing on the NBA court. It's kind of crazy.
I look at him and I see what he's doing out there. First of all, he's a showman.
Right.
Like, he goes out there and he puts on a performance for everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell he likes it, too. Yeah,
definitely.
He likes it.
Sometimes you got to pull him back sometimes. Because he loves to put on that show.
I love it. Even sometimes his outfits, too.
Right.
He knows what he's doing.
Right.
Jordan Poole knows what he's doing. I look at him and I look at, like, the Most Improved Player Award. And I see, like, sometimes people say within a season, that's the Most Improved Player.
Right.
But I look at him from just a year and a half ago to where he is now.
Right.
And I just don't see how he's not at least one of the top finalists for that, because his growth, and I mean, you've seen it from behind the scenes, like, it's wild how far he's come.
Right. Yes. He's came a long way as a basketball player and as a person. His maturity, his way he carries himself is just, I'm proud of him. He's been doing a great job. He's become one of our leaders and somebody we can depend on the court. He gets guys together on the court with his leadership. He's been really learning from Steph and the guys, and it's just impressive to watch. He's been one of the hardest workers since he's been here. So it's not like a shock that he's made these leaps, because he's been in the gym every day. He's in there a long time, and even pregame he's shooting too much, taking up my shooting time. But he's a great worker, and somebody people should kind of model their game after. Even after his rookie year, people was on him when he didn't have the best year, and he just went in the lab and worked and grinded and put his head down and kept working. Even last year, got sent down to the G League, he embraced it, came back and made an impact for our team, and that's kind of the Warriors' way and the way we like to do things, just work. And things work out for you.
The young core, the future, like you, for instance. Yeah. I put you as the old group.
Right.
Now the 26-year-old Kevon.
Right.
Now we'll go over, you have two sides to you.
Right.
You've been around Jonathan Kuminga.
Mm-hmm.
Was there like a moment early on where you saw him behind the scenes in practice or something where you saw him jump or do something athletic or physical that you're like, that's not normal?
I would probably say maybe like the third or second day of practice, I like to play one-on-one with the guys. And I pulled all him and Moses, and made, they ain't got no choice. Y'all got to play one-on-one with me. And playing one-on-one with him, just feeling his strength and his athleticism was pretty impressive. I was like, oh, this guy is I take pride in being a good defender and being pretty strong. And it was kind of tough to keep him off his spots. So I'm like, all right, if he can do this on me, I feel like he can do it on anybody. And he's been showing that. He's a guy that has a knack for scoring. He's a super athlete. And, everybody in the NBA is kind of athletic, but he's on another level where he's one of those freakish guys. And he has a lot of confidence, a lot of swagger to him. And I think he's going to be a really special player in this league.
I was thinking at 19 years old, his footwork coming into the league was better than I really imagined, because he's in the post, like, spinning in different ways, pump faking. And
yeah, that was definitely a surprise, too. Most young guys, when they come in, they're kind of just raw. They don't really have a go-to moves or a skill set down there in the post in particular. And down there, his footwork was great. He takes his time. He's really patient. And that's something that you want to teach. Even veterans have problems scoring down there in the post. And for him to have, at a young age, be able to draw fouls and get to the free throw line, stuff like that, you kind of learn as a veteran. After your fifth or sixth year, you start being crafty like that, but he already has it.
That's crazy. 19, yes. But it's the one time I can be like, you're 7 years older than
right,
him. So you actually are an older vet to him.
You're right.
Just a couple fun questions here. Do most of the guys call you Loon? Is that your most common nickname?
Yeah.
What other nicknames do you get from the guys that I'm allowed to hear, or family-friendly names?
Really, Loon is probably the one right now.
Right.
it's just loon. It's variations of loon, big loon. It's just stuff like that I hear all the time. I done had a lot of nicknames in my life with the name Looney. So Looney Tunes, all type of things like that.
I can see it. So have you heard the one that a lot of fans call you, Moses Maloon?
I heard that.
Yeah.
One of my coaches calls me Alonzo, like Alonzo Mourning and stuff like that.
Alonzo Mourning, I like that.
I get a lot of wild nicknames.
Alonzo Mourning. The Moses Maloon one, time I read that, I cracked
it's
up.
It's hilarious.
That. That's a good one.
I've seen a lot of memes like that with my face on random big man. Exactly. It always makes me laugh. Yeah.
Have you seen the memes of everyone's putting the muscles bigger and bigger and stuff like that? People can, for as much as social media and Twitter is awful, truly awful, there's some people that are really funny and do it well. Yeah. And those are the people I commend you.
Right.
I commend you. I see you in practice and shoot around. You're making a bunch of corner threes.
Right.
When are you going to start launching the threes, Kevon? I am sitting there and I'm like, oh, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. And then you pass it away. I just want to see you just launch one time.
Yeah, I usually get up more threes, at least like five or six throughout the year. I only got a one this year, I think.
Yep.
We got eight games left. I gotta get some up. Yeah, I think you're right about that.
You can't go a season without at least attempting enough threes too.
Yeah, I gotta get the 10, so I need like two each game.
Exactly.
So I gotta tell coach, you gotta draw a player for me.
Hey Steve, if you're listening to this now, it's just how it's going to be.
Got to be. He used to draw one play for me for a shoot a three once a year, so I got to give you one.
Yeah,
I got to talk to him about that.
What's the deal, man? Like, you know, why is this shooting them?
Right.
You know, are you prefer the corners or do you want to shoot from the top?
I'll probably shoot from the top.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the point forward.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you know you lead the team in dunks?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, that is bragging rights. There's a guy that was in the dunk contest on your team. You have Jonathan Kuminga, who people said should have been. You have GP2, who flies.
Right.
But you're kind of the dunker.
Right. Man. Yeah, people, it's funny. My first few years, I got a lot of dunks. And I had a couple years where I didn't dunk as much. And that happened when I got a lot of new teammates and young guys on the team. So they're acting shocked that I could dunk. And I'm like, come on now. Like, I'm not known as an athlete, but I can still sneak up there sometimes. So they be shocked when I get dunks nowadays. I gotta show the young guys that I can dunk.
You're 26 years old.
Hey, man. Like I said, I got 19-year-olds on my team. I got to show them that I can dunk.
I actually
challenged Moses to a dunk contest, and we gotta set a date on it. So
is that just – I mean, can we bring cameras in, or is this
you gotta ask Moses because I'm gonna win, so you gotta ask.
You know, it's just a fact.
This is a fact.
Okay.
I got Moses on my list. I think I could beat him. So.
You should just challenge each player. Steph, I got you in a dunk contest.
I got Steph. I gotta leave Jonathan and Juan alone.
Okay,
those two.
I'm gonna throw Gary in there too.
Gary as well.
Okay.
But everybody else, I think I'm right on their level.
Is there one underrated dunker before we go? I would love to know who's somebody you're like, he actually can fly. You know, I actually asked this question to, I think it was Gary early on in the year, and he said Cheese can actually get up a little bit.
Yeah, Cheese can get up. I think everybody know Wiggs, but somebody that might surprise you is Draymond. Like other day, he did like this little reverse baby windmill. I'm like, anything on the basketball court, I could do a little. And I'm vouching for him because whatever he say, he can do something. He usually does it. So you'd be shocked at some of the dunks he can have. And you know, he might dunk on somebody in the game. Like, I didn't see you dunk all year, and you just pulled this out. He has sneaky bounce.
I like that. No, that's good to know because you know, I want to see him bust it out just one time.
Right.
Just little windmill on his
head. Right.
Kevon, really appreciate you coming on, and I appreciate your mom for watching the shows and listening to the pods. And really, best of luck, and I'm rooting for you. And again, just remind people: not only are you part of this core, yes, you're 26 years old.
Right.
And finally, you also led the team in games played in 2018-19. Everyone needs to know that.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Thank you for reminding people.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
I will make sure it's known. Kevon is the Iron Man. He's already been the Iron Man. Okay. Really appreciate you coming on.
All right, thank you.
And best of luck the rest of the way.
All right, thanks.